Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. In January 2009, 3-year-old Jacob Hurley from Oregon was very sick. As in vomiting and bloody diarrhea kind of sick. His parents took him to the doctor, but it turned out to be so bad that they had to contact Oregon's Office of Disease Prevention and Epidemiology. Well, that office ran some tests and discovered something about what Jacob had been eating. His parents had been giving him one of his favorite snacks, Austin Toasty Crackers with peanut butter. Well, it turns out that 3 of the 6 packets of peanut butter crackers had salmonella. His parents had unknowingly been feeding him the very source of his illness. And so, after they stopped giving him the crackers, Jacob recovered in about 11 days. Sadly, though, this was not an isolated incident. The contaminated peanuts were used in more than 3,600 products. At least 9 people died and 700 became sick before the Peanut Corps of America, who made the crackers, issued a recall. Investigators traced the source of the problem back to their plant in Blakely, Georgia. There they found unsanitary conditions, like machinery held together by duct tape, leaky roofs, mold, and roaches. Until it was shut down, the plant had produced 35 million pounds of peanuts every year. The worst part, though, is that the PCA knew their products were infected and sent them out anyway. They simply didn't care. FDA investigators discovered that the PCA had run its own internal testing and found salmonella 12 times and still decided to release their product. An internal email from the plant manager to the company president said, "Okay, let's turn them loose then." Jesus said, "The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them." In today's gospel reading from John 10, Jesus uses this metaphor of the sheep and shepherd. But there are other characters here too. There's the wolf and the hired hand. The wolf is someone with power, but someone who uses that power to snatch and scatter sheep. Basically, the wolf is someone who intentionally hurts others. The Peanut Corps of America is a wolf. When you knowingly send out products that contain salmonella, you are purposefully hurting the sheep, like 3-year-old Jacob Hurley. Of course, there are plenty of other examples of wolves in our world, too. We know all about companies that take advantage of people. We know about systems that are supposed to help people, but end up making life harder. We know about corporate sin, where some people are trampled upon just so that others can succeed. Wolves can be found in organizations and systems, and even in our interpersonal relationships. There are toxic people who just make life hard for us. There are some people who treat others as a means to an end. There are even some people, like some parents, who purposefully abuse those in their care. These parents act like wolves to their children, destroying the very humanity of the young ones who need their help. Wolves are horrible. The next character, the hired hand, isn't so great either. The hired hand is similar to the wolf because both of them don't care about the sheep, but there's one big difference. The wolf purposefully tries to hurt the sheep, whereas the hired hand simply doesn't do anything to help. In fact, the hired hand focuses on their own comfort and saving their own skin instead of protecting the sheep. In other words, the sin of a wolf is malice, and the sin of the hired hand is apathy. The hired hand is the guy who says, "I don't know, I just work here." This is very easy to see in a workforce. And I bet a lot of us have had jobs like this at some point. For example, I remember having a factory job one summer where my job was to put the cap on the bottle of Mr. Bubble Bubble Bath. The bottles would come down the assembly line, and then I would pick up a cap and put it on the bottle. One after another, over and over and over again. It was monotonous and boring. Yes, I wasn't putting anything harmful in the bubble bath, but I didn't really care about those who bought it. It was just a summer job. I was just in it for the money. Maybe you've had jobs like that. Maybe you think the job you have now is like that. If you could financially afford it, you'd quit tomorrow. Hired hands also show up in our relationships. Sometimes there are people who simply don't care about you. They aren't actively trying to hurt you, but they aren't being supportive and helpful either. Like, maybe you need to vent and you need a listening ear. Maybe you want somebody to ask you how your day was and actually show an interest in your life. Maybe you want someone to show you affection and let you know that you're important to them. But what do? They stare at the shirts. Which says that what's on the screen is more important than you. They have become drunk on technology and don't pay attention to the person in front of them. This is the hired hand. Sometimes each of us can be a hired hand. The hired hand is physically there with the sheep, but would much rather be somewhere else, like online. Clearly, our world's messed up. We have wolves who are willing to hurt the sheep, like companies that send out peanut butter crackers with salmonella. And we also have hired hands who are only focused on their own comfort instead of caring for the sheep. So then what do? Where do we turn in situations like this? Where can we go when we feel like vulnerable sheep who need help? We can turn to Jesus. Twice in this reading, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." And five times in the reading, he says that he lays down his life for us. And yes, many of us here don't have much experience with actual sheep, aside from, say, the county fair or a petting zoo, but we still get the metaphor. The good shepherd not only cares for the sheep, but also sacrifices for them. The good shepherd is the complete opposite of the wolf. The wolf wants to destroy the sheep. whereas the good shepherd gives himself to make sure the sheep have life. Thankfully, we can see this play out in the workforce too. There are companies that share the love of Jesus with others. For example, the clothing company Bombas has a slogan of "one purchased, one donated," which means for every item of clothing you buy from them, they donate an item to community organizations that help people who are homeless. That's just how they structure their company. They have donated more than 100 million items to more than 3,500 communities so far. There's a company that not only cares about its customers, but also the greater world. And we can see the model of the good shepherd in our relationships too. We can see it with loving parents and their children. Instead of abusing or neglecting their children, loving parents actually love their children. They are engaged with their kids. They sacrifice for them. They want them to thrive. Their actions show that their kids are more important to them than whatever is on a screen. They don't see their kids as a burden, but as a joy. And think about this. You are a joy in Jesus' life. He likes being with you. Even more than that, he absolutely, positively, without a doubt, loves you. So much so that he sacrifices himself for you. And I know you've heard that before. I know. You've heard that ever since "Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so." You've heard it so much it can become cliche. But please, think about what it means. Jesus, the Savior of the world, the one who is God incarnate, the one who holds the whole world in his hands, this Jesus knows you by name. He knows all of your problems and worries and fears, even the ones that you think are silly and unimportant to others. He knows the things that keep you up at night, and he is still right there with you. He listens to you even when nobody else does. He cares for you even when it seems like others don't. He is always on your side, even when it feels like the wolves are attacking you. And he genuinely loves you to the point of saying not even death can stop his love for you. Like a sheep in his fold, you belong to him. And yes, this world is filled with wolves and hired hands. It's filled with forces that actively seek to hurt you and forces that just don't care. But this world is also filled with Jesus, the one who actively gives his life for you. And thankfully, it is also full of people who show that same love to others. Like you. We can remind people that they belong to Jesus too. We can show them the same love that he has first given to us. We can show them that we all belong to one Father. one shepherd. And just like good peanut butter, this good news is worth spreading. So taste and see that the Lord is good. In the name of the King of Love, who is our shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.